Hey guys, welcome back to Sterling's to another cracking video. So today's topic, we're going to cover what are the 10 reasons a growing e-commerce brand may fail. So you need to ensure that you take notes, get pen and paper, and understand the full video to make full use of it for a successful brand like yourself. So without further ado, let's roll. Ineffective inventory management, not having the actual processes in place for the shipping and logistics, also not following through the customer's orders on time and not providing the tracking information or a decent customer service can fail your business. So your operations need to be healthy enough to make sure that you understand all the processes and you understand your business, what your product requires, what are the pre-sales and what are the after-sales or post-sales services that you need to have in place. So what you need to do, you need to make sure you build the processes, train your staff, and have enough tools and software in place to tackle those. So if you are in a product-based industry and you are supplying products from your website, maybe selling some furnitures through your website or selling some commodities or electronics or clothes, you need to make sure to you understand what are the pre-sales services that customer needs, such as like sales, as well as checkout, and what are the after-sale service they need, such as like tracking numbers, shipping, as well as maybe some customer service related to the actual product. If you have the processes in place correctly, there's no reason why you should worry about that. If you don't, it's time you take action. Take a note pod, make a commitment. You can take some actions right after you watch this video, either today or tomorrow, to make sure that you fix the gaps you have in your business and save it from failing your structure. Financial mismanagement can actually kill the business very quickly. It is relevant highly towards the actual forecasting, budgeting, and the cash flow. If you do not have a proper recording system in place, or if you do not have somebody responsible for the actual data or for the actual side of things of accounting and finance, you will suffer with your business. The first thing you need to know is how healthy is your business and how are you going to get the information, do you think, if you don't have the actual accounting and bookkeeping in place? So this is where we come, Sterling's Global, for any sort of like online-based businesses, either service-based, software-based, or product-based businesses, we can handle it all in-house within the actual criteria that your business requires. We can customize a package or anything you like. Anyhow, I'm not here to advertise my product or service. I'm here to actually tell you what you need to do for your business. So you need to ensure that you have enough KPI, key performance indicators or key performance information in place so you can make the decisions actively and you make the right decisions. Only way to make the right decisions is by having the actual sufficient financial data or systems in place. A person, a team, or systems and a person or a team together to create the data or give you the actual reporting that you need. So they will be the data relevant towards the actual bookkeeping, such as like, what's the cash flow like? How much money have you got in your bank? How much money do you need to operate the business for the next 3 months? What are the expenses you're expecting to pay? And how much cash flow should you have available? How much money do you need to buy the next container, next stock? So all this stuff really, and how much money do you need to allocate for the marketing? So you need to keep, also, do you need to keep afloat because of emergency? Have you got other bills? Now, how are you going to know all that if you don't have the bookkeeping and accounting in place? So financial efficiency is extremely important so you can make the decisions. This is the bloodline of your business. Even though I spoke about rest of the topics so far or the bullet points, but this is one of the important ones in this video. And do make sure you take note to fix that today if you don't or if you haven't already fixed it. If you need support, you know who to speak to. Click the link below. Sterling's Global can help you with that one. Okay, so let's move to the next one now. Lack of adaptability can cause a massive chaos in your business. Let's look at what happened over the last 12 months in the whole world of internet. What do you see new? Just ask yourself a question. What have you not used before? You might have used, might have not, but if you ask anybody who uses the internet these days, do they know AI? Do they know OpenAI? Do they know ChatGPT? Do they know like such and such AI automation? A lot of people will answer yes to that. Why am I mentioning that? It's simply relevant towards the actual e-commerce business because the AI offers a lot of opportunity in marketing as well as customizing a lot of your processes, by creating the automation to make your operation a lot smoother without needing so much human resources. So this is just one side, which is the AI. Also, the marketing technologies have changed, or they're changing on a constant basis. So you need to make sure that you understand the marketing technologies as well as customers' preferences. Now, customers, if they used to like, say, a certain watch in certain way a few years ago, they don't like it that way anymore. It's like majority of the people used to buy the traditional standard watches in the past, for example. But now you'll see a lot of people prefer to buy their smartwatches these days. See where I'm coming from? Smartwatch has taken a lot of market share rapidly. Now, if you were in that business and you did not understand the customer's preferences of that niche or of that market, you would have lost out massively. So you need to understand customers' preferences, the trends, as well as understanding what are the recent technologies that are changing that will affect or impact your business. So you have to learn those and adapt yourself. Be open to adapt. Be open to learn. Integrate the solutions in your business or to offer the solutions for your customers and add those features for your products or services. If you don't do that, unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. Your competitors are going to advance over you. So don't let your business die. Ensure, have a habit, or accept changes. Adapt yourself with a smile, understanding you're moving ahead and not falling behind. Intense competition from larger established players in the e-commerce market can actually kill your business and will not allow the growth that you're expecting. You'll always need to make sure you understand the competitors and stay competitive. If they have an offering for the similar type of product, a certain price range, and they're offering also some additional sort of like specification that benefits the customer and pushes the customer to buy the product, and you are not doing that or trying to beat that while you're present at the same time, who do you think the customer is going to choose? They're obviously going to choose their actual competitor. So you need to ensure you understand your top 10 competitors, what they're doing on a daily basis. Keep an eye and make changes accordingly to stay afloat in the business and to stay healthy in terms of your sales ratio. And that is very important that you do that. If you're unable to do that, you make sure you have somebody in your team to handle that side. It is that important. On a day-to-day basis, monitor competitors, see what they're offering, improve your offerings, and you will see rapid changes in your sales ratio. It is also due to the fact that a customer does not just buy by landing into one shop. When did you buy one thing by landing into a website? Ask yourself, your customers are not different. If you're buying a television, for example, you're not just looking at Argos, you're looking at Currys, you know, you're looking at such and such other marketplaces, Costco, Amazon, eBay, everywhere, Facebook Marketplace, you're looking at 10 places, then you're making a decision, right? Your customers are no different. So who do you think you will choose when you buy the TV? If you have the same specification, you're buying the same, for example, Samsung TV, a 75-inch with OLED and such, you'll buy the same model wherever they're selling it cheaper with a good reputation somewhere like Currys or PC World, because you'll get the guarantee as well. So in that case, why would you buy it? Because their offerings was better than the rest of the competitors. Same way, your offering needs to be up to the scratch. Make sure you analyze your competitors, what offerings they're giving. You don't need to give too much to lose out so much on your revenue, right? Just keep it to the edge, competitive edge, so the customer has a reason to click the button to buy from you rather than your competitor. That's what I'm referring to. Neglecting product information or failure to introduce new product features or offers can actually put impact on your sales or the growth of the business. It is highly relevant towards the competition as well, like I just covered. So make sure you become innovative. Look at the actual trend. Look at what's new and what can you improve or what can you actually create to make your life better as well as the customer's life better. These both combined together, you can definitely compete at a higher level possible, and you can definitely save a business from going into failure. So guys, I hope you have enjoyed the video so far. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like or comment and let me know which one of these 10 has actually connected to you the most, and which one of the 10 or which two of the 10 would you recommend to a growing business so they can save their business from failure.